Blog Talk Radio.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides, in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, He multiplies. Just when I feel He won't show up on time, God provides, He'll come through.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Begin to say hallelujah in your spirit because God provides. You've been set up. You have been set up. You have been. Because God provides. There's no need to worry. You have already won. God provides. Be blessed with the music, and I will be right back.
For me, but my faith can't survive all just things I
Watch God provide. Watch God provide. I want to encourage you today to look to the hills from whence your help cometh, because God has already set you up to win. Amen. He set you up to win. I want you to begin to say, I have won the victory because of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus, for there's nothing impossible for God. Amen. This is Pastor Teresa Dox from Kingdom Builders Development Institute, and I'm excited to be here on another Wednesday to encourage all of my listeners in the Lord. God does provide. Amen and amen. Well, we want to welcome you. We want to thank you for being to what God is doing with Kingdom Builders Development Institute. Well, God is moving by His Spirit, and He is causing things to move, and He's causing things to shake as we are movers and shakers in the kingdom of God, as we like to say, spiritual gangsters in the things of the kingdom. Amen. I got that from one of my sons, and I just received that. We have to have a tenacity to win. Amen. We must be on fire to win. Are you on fire to win? I'll tell you one thing. The devil is a liar, and God is exalted because we have already won. Father, I thank you for your awesome hand. I thank you, Lord God, that nothing is impossible for you. God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we yield to your spirit, and we ask you, Lord God, that you would rule, and that you would super rule, and that we are subjected and we are under in the name of Jesus. For no weapon formed against us that will prosper, and every tongue that rise up against in judgment is already condemned. Amen. We're talking about spiritual strategies. Hallelujah. spiritual strategies to win. Spiritual strategies to win the warfare, because we understand that we are in war. Amen. Did you know that every single day that we're in war? Yes. Some of us didn't realize that this is a battle and we're in it to win it. Amen. Pick up where we left off in our teaching. God will provide, but there's a portion that is we're responsible for, and we must fight the battle of faith. Amen. So faith without works is dead. So we can believe God, but there's a portion that we have to play. So we believe God, and then we put our faith into action. Amen. So understand, we've already won if we do what God has called us to do. We're talking about spiritual strategies to win. You know, where is Jesus in the matter? Jesus played a special function on the earth realm. Remember, following his resurrection from the dead, remember Jesus appeared to many people, and he commissioned his followers. That's the portion that we play. We're commissioned to do the work. We're commissioned, and he said he commissioned his followers to fight the good fight of faith until his return to heaven. But I want you to remember, even though he is in heaven, and we talked about on last week what that means to be omnipresent, his presence is everywhere. Amen. So begin to look around. Begin to look around. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. God is everywhere. And the special function of Jesus in relation to spiritual warfare or spiritual strategies, I want to give you an example. He came to redeem man from sin. So what does that mean? He didn't come for the righteous, but he came for the sinners. He came for those that fall short of the glory of God. So we have not arrived. It is through the death of Jesus Christ that we're free. It is through the death of Jesus Christ that you are free from bondage of sin. Sin is when the enemy have us ensnared, or he have us in bondage. So we have to know that fighting the good fight of faith can get us set free from bondage. So whom the Son set free is free indeed. See, the enemy wants you to think in your mind that he have you captive, that he have you in captivity. You know, when we're in a spiritual warfare, and then the enemy will make you feel like there's no way out, that he wins. He make you feel like you are engulfed in his hands, that there's a heaviness, there's a load, there's a pressure on you, and then he make you become discouraged. He make you feel like worthless. He make you feel like you lost. He make you feel as though he have already won. But today, hallelujah, today, hallelujah, we want to serve notice on the devil that we win. Why? Because Jesus redeemed us from sin. So I pray that you get your Bibles out. I pray that you begin to understand that your Bible is one of your weapons. Put the Bible on the shelf and leave it there. We take the Bible and we learn of him. We eat the word. We become the word, so that when we open our mouth, we speak the word. And when we speak the word, we create an atmosphere. What do we create? We create an atmosphere of Jesus, 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 Jesus. Amen. In 2 Peter, because I know that you have your Bible, and I know you know exactly where 2 Peter is. 2 Peter, the second chapter, verse 19, I want to encourage you to turn to 2 Peter 2 and 19, and I'm going to go through this quickly so I can get to where we are going to pick up from last week. But on last week, I talked about the special functions of Jesus, the redeeming of man. And the Bible says, for of whom a man is overcome is the same is he brought to bondage. So because of the Creator, we're set free. Because of the Creator, we're set free. Don't let the enemy make you feel like you're in bondage, because you're not. You have been set free. Free to do what? You're free to function. Amen. You're free to move forward. You're free to do the work of the Lord. He set you free. Amen. The enemy wants you to feel like that you're not free. But you have to fight. Hallelujah. In the spirit. You know, let me say this. And my mind went to in Daniel's 10, 10 and 13. See, we flip the scripture so we can understand what God is doing. Don't be afraid to search the scriptures. Don't be afraid to be engulfed with the word of God, because it's so much in the word of God that it will strengthen you. So when you get into that fight of faith, you can regurgitate the word of God. If you know that there is nothing, hallelujah, there's nothing impossible for God. There's nothing too hard for God. But in Daniel's 10:10, I want you to literally see, it was the prince of the kingdom of Persia. The Bible says, the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But Michael, one of the chief priests, came to help me. Hallelujah. We're talking about the angels. Amen. For I was left there with the kings with the S of Persia. We're reading from Daniel 10 and 13. Let me read again for your hearing. The prince of the kingdom of Persia, because there's kingdoms, and kingdoms have kings, amen? But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. He thought he had you, amen? But Michael, one of the chief priests, came to help me. God will always send you help. For I was left there with kings of Persia. See, I wish I could read this whole chapter here. But for time's sake, I can't do it, and I won't. But basically, what was happening here is Daniel, as he was praying, or as he prayed, he's given a picture of the spiritual battle. There's a spiritual battle going on. See, warfare that is taking place in the heavenly. I want you to begin to see that in the heavenly realm, there's a war going on. And that realm, it affects what's happening here in the earth realm. I want you to understand, our natural eyes can see what's happening in the earth realm, but we have to open our spiritual eyes to see what's happening in the heavenly. And God graced Daniel with spiritual eyes as he prayed. That's why it's important that we pray. And then when we pray, that we believe. Amen. So God gave Daniel a picture of the spiritual battle here in this scripture here. The prince of the kingdom of Persia, he was beginning to see some things with his spiritual eyes. Withstood me 21 days, but Michael, one of the chief priests, came to help me. See, even the angels, and we talked about the angels on last week and the week before, these angels were in rank and order. And that's the same thing it is in our kingdom assignments in the army. The officers are ranked in order. We have to know where we rank. You know, where are you? Are you a private? Are you a captain? Are you a sergeant? Who are you? You must know where you rank, and you must fall in where you fit in. Amen? So the Bible here talks about the chief priest. They knew their order. Michael was one of the chief priests, and he came to help me, for I was left there with the king of Persia that was holding him hostage for 21 days. And again, I began to say, I wish I could read all of this, but as God enlightened the eyes of Daniel as he was. So while you're praying, ask God to show you some things. Ask him. See, and Daniel's prayers, they are affecting what was happening in that spiritual battle. While he was praying, and as he was praying, guess what was happening? Things was happening. You know, I don't understand how all of this works, but I do know, and I mean that the scripture is clear. I know Ephesians 6, and we know that our struggle is not against in blood. I want you to say that to yourself, that this battle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against rulers, powers, the spiritual authorities of in this dark world, spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. I say, might our eyes be open to the reality of spiritual warfare and the weaponry and the weapons that we have been given to fight with. Ask God to show you your weaponry, because it's not with flesh and blood. See, he was being held. Paul go on to talk about the arm of God, you know, because there is a spiritual battle that is taking place, and that struggle, again, is just not with flesh and blood. It's not. Meaning what we can see physically, or rulers or powers and authorities in this dark world, spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. So we pray as part of this boot camp, as part of this spiritual warfare, that we would understand how important it is after you rise up in the morning that you get into the battle with prayer, that you began to tap in and you began to ask God to lead your day. And as we pray, that we began to ask God to show us what he would have us to do, what he would have us to say, where he would have us to go. One of the specific things that we began to miss out on is not understanding our assignments, because we make plans, and sometimes we leave God out. And sometimes we get engulfed, and we might be held hostage by the princes of Persia. Amen. Just as I was praying, I was clearly coherent, and I was reminded, hallelujah, God reminded me that we are all in rank and order, that God want to put his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, that the kingdom of God court system would be in order. And I'm going to give you an example. And you know, I really feel it shouldn't be denomination, because I feel denominations cause division, amen, among the people of God. Just like you have the Democrats, the Republicans, the liberals, and so on and so forth, cause division. But one thing the Republicans made a decision to do is they were going to unify so that they may win. So they decided that they were going to unify, whether they were right or wrong, they were going to stick together. Why? Because they understand stronger together. They whether they're strongly wrong, they'll be unified in their right, and they're going to unify in their wrong. So they made this pact that they're the righties, and then there's the lefties. Okay, so they made a pact that unity is strength. And the word of God tells us to unify, that we come into the unity of the faith. Amen. So that unity, let me give you a different picture. When Paul said, what I would do, I don't do. What I should do. Listen, so have you ever had in your mind to do something, but then your body, you made up in your mind, I'm not going to do this anymore, or I'm not going to go there anymore, or I promise I won't do that again, or I won't say that again. But then you do it. So now your spirit and your flesh is fighting. And it's this not in unity, discord. Your flesh and spirit is fighting. And that's all within one person. So when there's not unity, there's division. So now your spirit and your flesh is fighting. And then what happens is mentally you become confused. What you would do, you don't do. And what you should do, you do. Or vice versa. We're talking about a spiritual strategy to win. Strategy to win. So we have to mobilize our thoughts. And I'm going to talk about mobilization on next week. But mobilizing what you think, and then you put a demand on that flesh and you make it obey. Amen. And that's when unity and a wholeness come. And then you do what your thoughts said do, because your thoughts will line up with spirit and your spirit lines up with your body. And guess what? You're in control. It's not that I thought this, but I did that. No. I thought this and I did that. Amen. You fight to win. Fight to win. See, the will of the Holy Spirit is to guide us, to guide believers by granting permission. So the Holy Spirit lives inside of us and lead us and guide us and direct us. And we become one with the Spirit of God. So what we shouldn't do, guess what? We don't do. We make a pact with ourselves. The Holy Spirit speaks. Man, I got so much I want to say. But I'm trying to stay with this one thing. That oneness has to be within you, so that when you say something, you do something. When you say you're going to do it, you do it. And then you in agreement with yourself and being in agreement with yourself because you're a believer and the Holy Spirit is living inside of you, your spirit becomes in agreement with the Spirit of God that's ruling inside of you. And guess what? That's a spiritual tool. That's a tool that you are in agreement within. Satan can't have nothing that belongs to you unless you give it. He cannot have your mind. He can't have your body. He can't have your words. He can't have your stuff unless you give it to him. We're talking about spiritual strategies to win this warfare. We're talking about spiritual strategies to win. Amen. Battle is real. So you have to develop a prayer life that when you call God, he's so used to hearing your voice that he responds. Because that sound is a sound that he's used to hearing. Are you a stranger to prayer? Foreign voice to God? See, when I pray, yes, I travail sometimes. You know, we all live, our spirit lives in this body, and the body is flesh. And sometimes, especially when maybe a loved one is going through, oh, yeah, you travail, you cry, you do all of that. Why? Because. But hallelujah, the Spirit is willing. You're going to win. So what do? You grab hold to people that can and bear the infirmities when you're weak. So everybody can't bear the infirmity because they're weak and they live weak lives. So you call soldiers. Amen. When they may be weak, you might be strong. And vice versa. So you need people in your life that are able to bear you up. You need people in your life that know the words of prayer. Amen. That's a tool. That's a tool. And we all need to use that tool. Amen, amen. There is a spiritual battle that's raging for your heart. The enemy rage for a person's heart. So you don't want to sit idly by in the battle. You don't want to sit idle. You want to stay busy. And God want to draw not just you and I, but he want to draw others to him. He want to draw their heart to him. He want to draw their minds to him. See, the enemy will make you get busy when the words start going forth. He can make you think of all the things you got to do. Why? How busy you got to be. Because he don't want you to get it in your heart. Because once it's in your heart, you might not sin against him. God want to draw you in your heart. So when you begin to fight this battle, you're vigilant. You got tenacity. You want to be on the front line. Why? Because there's something so inside of you that you know you're gonna win because it's a heart thing. So when we pray, realize that you are participating in a spiritual war. Spiritual warfare is not just kind of it's not just kind of wild or crazy thing that's going to happen. It's something that you are making happen in the heavens because you're praying the will of God and you're praying from your heart and you are in the prayer is causing something to happen in the heavenly. And then God will begin to show you some things that's happened in the heavenly if you stay focused. And I just read the scripture. So we pray that God help us to realize spiritual battle that's happening all around us, that we have a right to rule in our prayer life. You're not just praying. You're changing circumstances. You're changing situations because you're set apart for the master's use. You know, it'll get to a point, people that just don't like you know that they are coming to you to, and ask you to pray for them. See, right now, in our own mind, we can't do it. But with the mind of Christ, we can move mountains. And you have to have your mindset focused. And you have to come against every single distraction. So when you begin to pray, realize that things are actually happening because the Holy Spirit is interceding on the behalf of the believers. So when you tap into spiritual things, Holy Spirit is praying with you. Amen. Praying with you. He's praying through you. How many believe that the Spirit of the Lord is praying through you? Do you believe that? I mean, really, do you believe that the Holy Spirit is praying through you? And I want to encourage you to know that when you're praying, you're tapping into the heavenlies. And that's a tool that the enemy hates because you're ruling in the heavenlies, and then you begin to rule in the natural. I'm talking to somebody because your prayers are effective. They're effective. You may not see it now, but you begin to see things manifest. And just knowing that there is nothing too hard for God, just believe it. And when you believe it, guess what happens? You begin to receive it. You begin to receive it. Amen. We're talking about the tools to use. So on last week, I gave you names of God, and I asked you to call on those names and know that he's everywhere. He's omnipresent. He's in a room with you now. That's what's so great about him. That's what's so great about him. We can call on God at any time, and he neither what? Sleep, and he don't slumber. He doesn't change. He's everywhere. He's all around us because he's God. And he's God all by himself. Elohim, Jehovah. Amen. So I tried to deliver on last week that we serve a mighty God. He is the master. Amen. He's the master. So let's move forward. And I want to go into the section on, well, I don't want to skip over something that's very important, having a personal relationship with God is developed through prayer. The Bible reveals that the Holy Spirit has a mind. Amen. And I talked about the mind of Christ. The Holy Spirit has a mind. The Bible says in Romans 8:27, and he that searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit. Listen to that. I just feel like when you know certain things, it gives you the power and the authority to win. Holy Spirit has a mind. So we can't fool him. He's all-knowing. So it's incumbent upon us to just be real with him. So when we're real with him, because he has a mind, he already knows everything. But when we operate in spirit and in truth, in other words, we can't fake it to make it. You know, we can't go along just to get along. We got to target that thing. You know, the kettle is black. Am I wrong because I call the kettle black? Or do I just sweep it under the rug so nobody can see it? But the Holy Spirit has a mind. So I call the kettle black because it's black. And if we want to deal with the situation, we just deal with it. And then we move on to the next target. You know, being a spiritual gangster is like is what my son, hallelujah, when he called me that, it was a we were doing some spiritual warfare situation occurred. You know, some things you just got to step up to the plate, you know. And it's nothing physical. It's all spiritual. So my son said, Mom, you're a spiritual gangster. And we in it to win it, right? We're in it to win it. We're not in it to lose. Why? Because we have to win territory. Did the enemy come to destroy our loved ones? He come to destroy our mission. He come to destroy Jesus' commission. He come to kill. He come to send each and every one of us to hell. He want to take us with him. So we're not playing. You know, we're not tolling with the devil. We're not tolerating evil. We're not playing with the devil because if you sleep with the devil, guess what's going to happen? Dot, dot, dot. We don't play with him. We don't tolerate him. So we have to discern him. We have to know when he's in operation. And when we know the devil is present, become a spiritual gangster. You got to go, devil. You got to go. There's no room up in here for you. So we're in this boot camp so that when we have to rise up to the occasion, hallelujah, that we're well qualified to take the land. And guess what? We deserve the land for God's sake. So the Holy Spirit has a mind, and then he searches out the human mind. Listen. He searches out the human mind. You didn't know that? 1 Corinthians 2 and 10. Get these scriptures. And I want to make it available to you. So if you want any of the tools that I'm using, I will email them to you so that you can go along with me so that you can have this material. And the Bible says, but God has revealed unto us by his Spirit. Spirit searches all things. Let your human mind be part of those all things. And then the Bible go on to say, yes, the deep things of God. He searches out the human spirit, Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has a will. I'm trying to make it so that you can understand the Trinity, understand God, understand Jesus, understand the Holy Spirit, so you will know that you got the stuff. You got every single thing that you need to win. Nothing can hold you hostage. Nothing can hold you in captivity. Nothing can take your stuff unless you give in it to win. You are officially being deputized, hallelujah, to become a spiritual gangster. Amen. You're in the boot camp and you're getting all the tools, and you're not going to tolerate no foolishness of the devil or his demons or his demons. So the will of the Holy Spirit guides believers by denying permission for certain actions. So it's certain things that we can't do. It's certain places. See, the Bible says that thou should have no other God besides me. So anything that you make a God out of, God said, I'm a jealous God. I tell you, he'll take it away from you. Because he said, I'm God, I'm the big G, and I want you to follow me. And I'm going to send my spirit to lead, guide, and direct you. And guess what? He's going to bring you to all truth. He's going to make you understand. He's going to move everything out your way that's not like God. And you're in it to win it. And heaven will not just be your home when you leave. You're going to live in heaven on earth because you're going to win. Amen, amen. You know what, believe it or not, that was just a preview of where I was trying to go today. But being baptized of the Holy Spirit, listen what the Bible says about, and I'm kind of skipping around. I told you the Holy Spirit intercedes on your behalf. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself make intercessions for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. This list is the personality traits that we can immediately recognize the important function of the Holy Spirit in spiritual warfare. See, the Holy Spirit guides your warfare. So he reveals spiritual things that cannot be known with your natural carnal mind. The Holy Spirit speaks the will and the word of God to you. He also intercedes for you as you engage in spiritual battle. Oh, yeah, Holy Spirit. So now, and I'm not going to go deep with this because this is a whole nother teaching, but baptism of the Holy Spirit is real. My life didn't change until I was baptized of the Holy Spirit. See, there is a spiritual experience, and that spiritual experience is called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And it involves certain tools, certain things, you know, in tongues. To wage a successful warfare, I encourage you to indulge in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's a powerful resource. Now, you don't need it to be saved. You know, some people say, well, you ain't saved if you ain't speaking in tongues. The devil is a liar. It's a tool. My life did not change until I received the baptism. I became saved when I accepted Christ. Working out my soul's salvation with fear and trembling is every day. But the Holy Spirit has a gift, and that's one of the gifts. See, Paul said, I speak in tongues more than any of you. Those are different gifts. Why not? Do you need them? No. But are they available? Yes. Love is the greatest gift, but there's many gifts. I want them all. I want the love. I want the peace. I want them all. I want the baptism of the Holy Spirit. See, when you speak in tongues, There's going to be an interpreter that's going to interpret what you're saying to the church or to whoever it's meant to go to. But when you pray in tongues, you're praying to God. Know the difference. But just understand that when you are praying in tongues, you're building up your holy faith. So you're building yourself up. Jude, read it. It's a gift to empower you. It's not saying that it's going to take away from your salvation. So if he got these gifts around, I encourage you, get them all, because these tools, they strengthen you. You know, it made me think about one of my sons. He was going through some things, and he was praying in tongues, and he was fighting in faith, and it encouraged me that he knew how to reach back and get that gift. You get those gifts. See, the gift of the Holy Spirit, he gives special gifts to believers, and these gifts are tools. And I'm going to give you some scriptures, and you can, you know, get those, read these scriptures, Romans 12, 1 through 8. And that's in my teaching, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Romans 12, 1 through 8. You can listen to this in archives. 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 31. Ephesians 1 through 16. 1 Peter chapter 4, 7 through 11. See, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, they are necessary to equip the believer for combat against the forces of evil. So it's part of your tool. Praying in the Holy Spirit will check you. You might be getting ready to do something in the flesh, and you began to tap in and pray in the Spirit. It's building you up. And the enemy don't know what you're saying. So I encourage you. I encourage you to be filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Okay, those that say, I don't need it, I encourage you to just get an extra bullet. You might have this type of gun and that type of gun, and you got all these varieties of guns in the natural. This is just another gun to shoot. The gift of the Holy Spirit includes the following. Special gifts to equip God's people. Special gifts. We have the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teachers. Those are the fivefold special gifts. And then we have the speaking gift to explain God's truth. I'm trying to empower you. These are the speaking gifts: prophecy, exhortation, the word of wisdom, and the word of knowledge. You have to know the difference. Prophecy, teaching, exhortation, the word of wisdom, and the word of knowledge. Hallelujah. And then there's serving gifts. See, the speaking gift is to explain God's truth. And then we have the serving gift. And those gifts are to enable God's work. So we serve to enable the work of God. Amen. And the serving gifts are, of course, serving, helping, the ministry of health, leadership, the gift administration. And did you know that giving is a gift? And while I'm on that, I want to encourage you to give to Kingdom Builders Development Institute, building God's people. So when you sow into this ministry, you're sowing directly into these special gifts. But anyway, giving is a gift. Showing mercy. When have you shown some mercy on someone? That's a gift. So don't hate on a person that's always showing mercy. That's a gift. And guess what else? Discerning of spirit. It's a gift. That's why I encourage you, get all of those gifts, because those are tools. Faith is a gift of faith. And guess what else? Hospitality. Some people just have the ministry of hospitality. You know, they like to serve. They like to help. They're hospitable. You know, some people, you be around them, they won't offer you a glass of water. But those are gifts. And those gifts are to enable God's work. So when you serve, when you help, when you give, you are enabling the work of God. And then the sign gifts. See, there's gifts, there's signs. And those are gifts to establish God's authority. Whew! I got to take a deep breath. I'm telling you, just breathe. Just breathe. You know, when you get all filled up, you say, hey, calm down. Just breathe. I say, just breathe. Hallelujah. The signs gifts. They are to establish God's authority. Let me tell you what they are. Tongues. Those are sign gifts. Some people hate on it. Some people hate on prophet God. Interpretation. Those are sign gifts. And then miracles. So show me a sign. God, show you a miracle. Show me a sign. God, give interpretation. Show me a sign. The gift of tongues is a sign. We can't do that in our natural, with our natural self. It's when your spirit began to pray. That's a sign. And healing. Those are sign gifts. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And they are different from fruits of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I was just talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Totally different from the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We're talking about spiritual strategies for warfare. So these are things that are, they're tools that empower you, that when you go to battle and you know this stuff, hallelujah, you're going to win every single time. Knowing who God is, knowing who Jesus is, knowing his mission, knowing the Holy Spirit, you got three giant forces that's unified, all in one. We're better together. The Holy Spirit and Jesus and God are one, but function separately, but yet they don't contradict one another. They work together. When we work together, we're better. We're stronger. We can conquer the enemy. So when he come up and he's trying to be slick, one of these gifts manifests, you can't get away. So that's why God's will, that the fivefold are in the churches, because the pastor will get exhausted without the teacher. Everybody got to function. These are special gifts to equip God's people. So we don't talk about the apostle. We lead a prophet out. We'll work with the evangelists and the teachers and the pastors, but the prophets and the apostles. Oh no, but anyway, let me keep going. I'm giving you the word of God, and this is what we win with in warfare. The Holy Spirit helped develop spiritual fruit in our lives. See, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, that's a whole, you know, it's a wonderful thing. I just want to, I don't want to give you too much, and I'm going to stop right here. But when the war start taking place, all of these things start becoming activated, you know. And when you activate these gifts and when you activate the tools and when you begin to become the spiritual gangster in combat, hallelujah, you know, you have no fear. You have no, because you understand who and what you're working with. It's inevitable that you're going to win. we going to win because we in it to win it. And I want you to begin to say that. I'm in it to win it. I'm in it to win it. When you fall down, what do? You get back up. You know, and I'm going to say this, and it reminds me of elementary school. I remember this little guy. He was a little short in stature, and he would get into this fight with the same boys all the time, and he just couldn't beat. Guess what? Never stopped trying. And because he never stopped trying, guess what? The boy just went on and let him win because he got tired of fighting him because he wouldn't stop. So inevitably, he ended up winning because he didn't quit. So I want to encourage you today, if you want to win, don't quit. Keep fighting. Keep fighting. Keep fighting. Keep fighting. You're going to win with what you're working with. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Be able to serve God's people, to serve you, to give to you the things that God has in store for you. So whenever you feel like you're losing or whenever you feel down, I want you to remember that God is on your side, that the Holy Spirit is fighting your battle because he wants to lead you and guide you and direct you on how to get back up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Spiritual boot camp. Amen, amen. So we want to encourage you that it's springtime. It's March. It's a new beginning. Things are getting ready to open up. Think so into where you're going. Give time. Give your time to where the Holy Spirit leads you. Cut off everything that's not like God. Always make him first. Give him that dime out of every dollar. Sow where you're going. Amen. And watch what God will do. Amen, amen, amen. So starting Monday, we'll have Minister Lancaster back on to his program. I'm sorry. He's on Saturday. Prophetess V is on Monday. And then we have Minister Brother Dave on Tuesday. And then myself on Wednesday. And we have Elder Docs is on Thursday. And then twice a week, we have, I believe it's FM AM, will be coming on behind Elder Docs twice a month. I believe it's the second and fourth Thursday. And you're going to love that. Call every man that you know. Encourage him. I think it's four men. Forgive me if I don't know the second half, but it's a program to build men up and young soldiers. So that's going to be twice a month. So you can call in on Thursday and be with us with Elder Docs as well as the FMAM new broadcast that we'll be starting twice a month. We want to build you up. We want to encourage you. And then on Friday, we're going to have I don't have a program in front of me, but we have a program coming Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday, Elder Docs and myself will begin our live broadcast. And then, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to email the brochures out so you'll have our calendar of events and that you can be abreast of what we're doing. So, again, you can go to giveafi.com. www.givelify, and you can sow into the ministry. Those that haven't sold, try God and sow into what we're doing here at Kingdom Builders Development Institute. And then you can go to our website is being developed, and it will be kingdombuildersdevelopment.org. You'll be able to look at everything. Again, I'm over my time, but I want to thank you for being a faithful listener. And you can give us a call to area code 313-583-9739 at our home office. We love you with the love of Christ. Join us tomorrow. Elder Doc will be on. And we're excited and delighted to serve God's people. And just remember, it is by his grace that we're still here. God bless you and have a terrific rest of your day. And we love you.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
Exactly what